This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, are you interested in stopping the totalitarians? And I hope your answer is yes, because I know that you're all exceptional Americans. Welcome to the show and thanks for your listenership. I'm telling you right now, it is a banner day. The world is different because of Donald Trump. Slams socialism, targets rogue regimes, threatens to destroy North Korea. Rocket man on suicide watch, warns Iran. I'm telling you, it was one of the strong. It is. It absolutely is, in my opinion. Clearly, one of the strongest speeches I have ever heard coming from a president of the United States standing in front of the United Nations. In other words, this is the way it works. United Nations, you're on notice. This business about United Nations Agenda 21, all that business, you're on notice. And so are a lot of other people on notice. You know what? It's a good day in America. It's a good day for the world. And it's unbelievable. I just thought I'd never see this day when we'd have an American president stand up and blast the socialists, the totalitarians out, blast them, both barrels, then break out an additional two more. Two more after that. I mean, it was just nothing but a wide open blast fest on the totalitarians and socialists in particular. talking about Venezuela and socialism, says, makes the comment, I'm getting this from my memory of the speech, it's not that socialism has been implemented in Venezuela, it's that socialism has been faithfully implemented in Venezuela. Throwing in faith and socialism at the same time, brilliant remark. Brilliant remark. This is going to go down one of the most epic speeches ever by a president in front of this not-so-august body. You know what I mean? I just can't say enough good things about it right now. Only thing I can say, in that we're all going to have to do this, I can't believe it, but we have to face it, is where did ISIS come from? We created ISIS in the turmoil in the United States. We have to own it. It was our president. It was our president that did that. President Barack Hussein Obama. He was elected by us Americans. We were fooled. I wasn't. I didn't vote for the man. But we all have to own it. And we have to let the world know that. And we have to hold those accountable, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Those that brought ISIS to the world front. We funded it. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget it. We funded ISIS. And a lot of people died. War criminals, in my opinion, Hillary Rodham Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama. Absolutely war criminals. And they need to be held to account. And hopefully they will. Let's all work towards that end. The world needs to know that we are not a terrorist regime. Anyway, so much for that. Now, guess what? Just a little side note to history here. We got a bunch of stories. Listen, we're backed up now because of the president's speech to the United Nations. So we got a lot of ground to cover. First of all, Puerto Rico rations supplies before Superstorm. Maria, coming on board. Yeah, we got another hurricane. Maria, right now she's a Cat 5. Winds at 165 miles per hour. Excuse me, 160 right now. It just changed right in front of my face. 160. 160. I love it when I get these little reports going on. Other stories going on, and we did briefly get a chance to touch upon it. Paul Manafort being wiretapped. Oh, and before the presidential election. My God, you mean during the campaign? Oh, I can't believe it. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? That's exactly what happened, ladies and gentlemen. It's exactly what happened. Paul Manafort, who was running the campaign for Donald Trump for a while, and by the way, has strong Ukrainian connections, by the way. Ukrainian from the Russian standpoint. Yeah, doing business in Ukraine before the Ukrainian takeover. Oh, I'm sorry, it's a takeover, yeah. By those, well, of course, it was the CIA involved, and who was running that? John Brennan. John Brennan running the CIA overthrows the Russian leaning ruler of Ukraine and puts in his Nazi buddies. His radical Islamic Nazi buddies who support Islam in the Ukraine. Do you think that Putin liked that too much? I don't think so. Just about as much as he liked the evidence that was brought before him about President Barack Hussein Obama supporting ISIS. Hello? So what did he do? He started bombing ISIS. Remember that? The oil fields and all that stuff? The transportation system for ISIS going into Turkey, because Turkey, of course, was supporting ISIS. Along with Barack Hussein Obama, the first radical Islamic terrorist president of the United States. It was all connected, and Putin knew it. And do you think that makes Putin happy that you've got this problem now in the Ukraine? But it does focus a lot of attention on Manafort. Now, that brings us into the fray, because we get what's going on with Manafort. We get it entirely what's going on with Manafort, much to the chagrin, of course, the Obama administration, no longer around, but the Hillary Rodham Clinton and the supporters. We're calling them out. But what are they doing? Oh, they've got to go after the people that were... Well, what are they doing? They're making big mistakes. The big mistake is that, yes, exactly as Donald Trump said, they were wiretapping Trump Towers. He said that and everybody, oh, they're not doing it. The Obama administration would never do that. And, of course, that's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what they did during the election. Wiretapping. The Obama administration doing that. Oh, my God. Donald Trump is right again. Don't you hate it when a plan comes together? Well, we're going to be talking about, and we've got the break coming up, we're going to be talking about the other big, big story that we hope is not going to be lost in the shadows. And that is what, well, it's unbelievable. An open letter to Pope Francis. An open letter to Pope Francis from Tom Tancredo. You may remember him from Colorado. Tom Tancredo. Open letter to Pope Francis. Churches have dogmas and missionaries. Free nations have constitution and borders. I hate it when this happens. An open letter to Pope Francis. You know, when hypocrisy shows its face, Americans rise up. It's about time to do that in California, isn't it? That's why there's a new California state coming. A new California state that will have constitutions, a Declaration of Independence, and borders. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Tom Tancredo. Blasphemy. Perhaps. Maybe not. Article that appeared, it's an open letter to His Holiness Pope Francis. Title of it is Churches Have Dogmas and Missionaries Have Free Nations. Excuse me. Churches have dogmas and missionaries. Free nations have constitutions and borders. I hate it when that happens. Don't you? This is how it starts. Your Holiness, recently I have been criticized for saying that your advocacy of open borders and the U.S. Catholic Church's aggressive support for amnesty are as much a response to declining church membership as an expression of sincere humanitarian values. You also heard this, this is a side note, this is not, and you also heard similar comments from Steve Bannon. Remember that? Pope Francis, I am writing to explain that this criticism of persistent Catholic Church meddling in U.S. political affairs is not directed at you personally. In April of 2008, in response to Pope Benedict's criticism of U.S. immigration policies, I said this isn't preaching. It is faith-based marketing. My statements at that time earned me widespread attacks not only from the New York Times, but from the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, the Mexican-American Legal Defense Fund, known as MALDEF, and other partisans of open borders. Now, let's put this into perspective. That would be Mecha and La Raza. Like your predecessor, Pope Benedict, your Holiness appears to enjoy giving advice on immigration policy to presidents and parliaments. Here's a suggestion from a fellow Christian who, like you, strives to be a humble servant of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To the extent that you feel compelled to enter into the political arena and address the subject of immigration policies, why not focus on the enormous differences that exist in those policies around the world? Certainly, you know that the United States of America accepts more legal immigrants than all the other 196 members of the United Nations combined. The USA has also accepted more refugees for permanent resettlement than any other nation of the world. To take a current example, the United States has accepted tens of thousands of Rohingya, Muslim, and Hindu refugees from Burma, Myanmar, while Burma's neighboring countries like India, Bangladesh, and Thailand have largely shunned them. Did I somehow miss a news release from Vatican City praising our generosity towards those persecuted religious refugees? Likewise, did I miss the one announcing the Vatican's open-door policy in this matter? I also respectfully suggest that you and your cardinals and bishops need to be more observant of the important distinctions between speaking ex cathedra on matters of faith and morals, where among fellow Catholics you presumably have unique expertise and authority, and expressing your personal opinions on purely political matters, where if I may say so, you have no more expertise or authority than artists, journalists, golfers, or the average member of the United States Congress. God. I believe most Americans understand and appreciate the historical record that forced the erection of 50-foot walls around the Vatican. Jeez, he's getting deep, folks. They were built to protect and defend. There was a need to restrict entry of those who meant to do harm and also to ensure that the integrity of the city-state exists. Considering the fact that you maintain both the walls and the careful scrutiny of those admitted beyond them, you can see why even in the 21st century, border security is still important and necessary part of maintaining a nation state. The fact that the U.S. attempts to accomplish that task while still being the most immigrant welcoming nation in the world seems to me, should your holiness feel compelled to address the issue at all, deserves praise instead of criticism. It is this dichotomy that creates skepticism regarding the motivation of such criticism. We Americans of the Christian faith have always recognized that churches have a right to propagate the faith and recruit new members. That is part of our First Amendment freedom of religion and speech. Yet, the corollary of religious freedom is the separation of church and state. So Americans also understand that those necessary righteous recruitment endeavors must respect and accept a nation's natural right to protect and defend itself. Really? Well, Mr. Pope Francis, churches have dogmas and missionaries. Free nations have constitutions and borders. I would say this just about wraps it up for the Pope in terms of understanding how we here at Agenda 21 Radio feel. I think it's very important to understand this, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's very important. The Pope meddling in our country's affairs is egregious and improper. He's a hypocrite, at the very least. I didn't see the Pope taking any new refugees beyond the walls of his abode, his country, by the way. Have you? I've heard a lot of criticism about us. So when I hear a lot of criticism about the United States not accepting the refugees, yet he criticizes no other place on the planet. What's wrong with that picture, guys? What is wrong with that picture? Let's shift gears now to California. The furnace. Well, what can I say? The cauldron of socialism, communism, right now in California, accepting everybody and criticizing those who wish to defend our country. What about that? Criticizing the President of the United States, criticizing Agenda 21 Radio, and everybody else who wants to defend our borders. Is there something wrong with that picture? Socialism is being implemented faithfully here in California, and we're seeing the results, just as it is being implemented faithfully in Venezuela, as stated by Donald J. Trump, the President of the United States, in front of the United Nations. Yet, the Pope stands firmly behind the illegal activities, immoral activities, anti-religious activities of these illegal immigrants, and the machinery behind it. Those that are encouraging and enabling illegal behavior. There's no criticism of the cartels who are bringing all these illegals across the board for money, which actually is slavery. Is there? Socialism being implemented faithfully by the Pope and Jerry Brown. We'll be back.
We're sending out a SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. The United Nations' worst nightmare, Agenda 21 Radio. Actually, no. Donald Trump, I'm telling you, they are in the middle of a nightmare in the United Nations right now. They're all going, oh my God, what are you? They're going to take our cocaine away from us. No more flowing around the brain. Insane in the membrane, no more flowing around the brain. Listen, I guess cocaine, and now meth, from what I understand, is absolutely all over the place in the United Nations. Because, you know, they can get it. They can, and of course, that's the number one hotspot, sweet spot, so to speak, in New York, right? For cocaine sales. To anybody who's got, you know, the credentials, all you need is, you know, if you're an ambassador, you know, if you're a staffer, you get all these get out of free jail, don't even bother to get me arrested cards all over the place. Diplomatic immunity is what it's called. And everybody around the United Nations has it, so therefore they can break any law anywhere on the planet. Did you know that? That's where all this attitude comes up of lawlessness. Let's just have lawlessness. Who needs laws? Who needs morality? Who needs republic? Right? Who needs a republican form of government? Oh, we don't need a... Who needs a constitution? We don't need no stinking constitution or borders. Heck no. We can do whatever we want to do. That's the way it... Listen, so right now, there are people that they're sitting around in the United Nations, and they've got the mirrors, and they've got the razor blades, and you're hearing... Wait a minute. That's one, though. There's the other one. There's a lot of that going on. But listen, guess what? That stash is about to dry up, and then you're going to be hearing a lot of screaming and yelling from deep inside the bowels of the United Nations. Borders and constitutions. This letter that we have it posted up on Agenda 21 Radio. Open letter to Pope Francis. Churches have dogmas and missionaries. Free nations have constitutions and borders. I love it when a plan comes. It's a great article, and it really takes to task the Pope, who's a hypocrite, and we know that. He's an absolute hypocrite of the worst kind. And I hope the faithful understand that. I think they do, actually. I don't know, my family understands that. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Now, we got to get on with some other stories here because, you know, gosh, what is going on with all these other stories out there? Jerry Brown, and I bring this up because Jerry Brown, the faithful socialist who's implementing socialism faithfully, so that's going to be my new, that's a statement that Donald Trump made. Moderate applause came out of the audience. And people were kind of like getting, oh my God, he said that. He said so many outrageous things today. I'm so excited about what he said at the United Nations. Anyway, so, you know, we get things like, and what a day. Nancy Pelosi getting harangued. Jerry Brown, when it's brown, flush it down. Jerry Brown. Unbelievable. Jerry Brown, here we go. Jerry Brown compares Trump supporters to cave dwellers at New York City climate change meeting. I love this. Now we can talk openly about where Jerry Brown is found in California. Remember, when it's brown, flush it down. So that would probably give you one of his many residences, the toilet. Right? California Jerry Brown compared Trump supporters to cave dwellers as he addressed a climate change event in New York on Monday. Jerry Brown, who crawled out from the bowels of his office, located deep within the bowels of the California Capitol, where he lives with all of the other vermin in the dark recesses of the bowels of the Capitol, criticized President Donald Trump's policies on climate change and North Korea as stupid and dangerous and silly, according to Politico, before likening Trump supporters to cavemen. They're both kind of very similar, Brown said at a climate change event in New York. You should check out the derivation of Trumpites and troglodyte, because they both refer to people who dwell in deep, dark caves. Well, you know, I guess Jerry, this is me speaking now, I guess, Jerry, it's better than living in the bowels. I don't like bowels because that's where you live. But, you know, that's what I keep telling people. That's where you live, Jerry. Now, back to the story. It says there were 3,916,209 Californians who voted for Donald Trump in 2016, more than in most other states, though Trump lost the Golden State by a wide margin to Hillary Clinton. This is my commentary. In a very fraudulent election, both Brown has headlined international events on climate change for the past several years. Earlier this month, he traveled to Russia to urge President Vladimir Putin to go green. Likelihood of that is slim to none, and slim just left down. He has been vociferous in his opposition to President Trump's policies on climate change, particularly Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. Now, remember, it was Jerry Brown, who spoke so positively that after the Pope gave Donald Trump a copy of his encyclical, which is proof positive that Trump does no longer worship Jesus Christ as his Savior, but Mother Gaia. Hey, I'm calling him out on it. You read the encyclical. This is Earth worship, guys. Gaia. So he gets this thing, and of course Donald Trump says, we're out of here. We're not going to be part of the Paris Climate Accord. But at other times, he has tried to accommodate Trump, applauding his plans to invest in infrastructure, for example. Several times earlier this year, Brown appealed to Trump for emergency aid from the federal government to deal with the damage caused by flooding after an unusually wet winter in California. President Trump immediately approved all of Brown's requests. In March 2016, Brown joked at a dinner, if Trump were ever elected, we'd have to build a wall around California to defend ourselves from the rest of this country. Well, Jerry, let me tell you this. You don't have to build a wall as big as you thought any longer. No, because when New California State comes to being, there won't be that much left of California to build the wall around. Oh, that's just me. That's just me. So, Jerry Brown compares Trump supporters to cave dwellers at New York climate change meeting. Great. Implementing socialism faithfully. The Pope and Jerry Brown, faithful supporters of socialism. And, you know, of course, the next step, certainly proponents of communism. Both of them. That's what California has come to. Well, I mean, just like Venezuela. We're just a couple years behind Venezuela's right now at this point in California. And a lot of people are understanding, especially those policies that you're facing down in Southern California, I might add. You know, with the Southern California Association of Governments, SCAG as it's called. You know, back in the day when I was surfing, there is something called the SCAG. It's the fin on a surfboard. It's also a very, very unattractive... A very, very unattractive woman. Anyway, stay with us.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
9-3-0-2-8. I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Interesting set of circumstances here. We're trying to clue in on some things here. Where'd it go? What the heck? I mean, I'm like, oh my God, what is really going on here? We have a story, but I'm lost now in electron. I hate it when this happens, when you lose your electron fix on things. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what we're finding right now. Okay, so the big story, one of the big stories going on right now is that it looks like you have, Alex Jones has something out. We're trying to get all clued in here with Alex Jones, but we're not getting it for some reason, whatever is happening. But the story about Tancredo is blowing up, and it's blowing up, where it's really blowing up is at CNN and the New York Times. They reported that apparently they just forget this whole thing about, unfortunately, guess what? This was something that Donald Trump talked about before. He said, oh my goodness, this was happening when it was happening. It was happening before I was president. As if they forgot that. As if they forgot that. I find it interesting. Here we go.
There's the New York Times headline, January 20th, Inauguration Day, wiretap data overseas and domestically, when you read the article, shows Trump was colluding with the Russians. That was in hundreds of newspapers back at the time. We all read it. We all saw it. But then Trump went, wait a minute, that's illegal for you to A, be doing that spying, and then B, to be leaking it. So they went, oh my God, you're right. We never did it. We never wrote it. We never said it. You're insane. Alex Jones is insane. InfoWars is insane. Breitbart's insane.
Paul Preston's insane.
And I'm sitting there going, we have hundreds of newspaper covers, something like 20 in just the month of January, where they were saying it in the New York Times that Obama was transferring secret data to newspapers to make sure Trump didn't get rid of it. That was in the month of January before he got inaugurated in the first 20 days. We've got all the clips from CNN, MSNBC saying it. I'm going to be on the radio today /TV, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., covering it all live. It's just incredible, and I'm doing the short video to show you a few of the video clips that destroy them, because now, we got the word 2 days ago. We're going to break it today. Daily Caller went ahead and broke it, but we've got the full details. It's not just that they're planning to try to get an indictment or asking for an indictment from a grand jury in D.C. against Manafort. Mueller's lawyers told Manafort last week on Friday, they go, we've got the indictment. So, you mean you've ordered the grand jury to issue that indictment because it hasn't happened yet and you're not supposed to order them? But the point is, Roger Stone's on today to break all the details of that. So now they want to use the illegal wiretaps and the blanket wiretaps they had. They do this thing called parallel construction where they're spying on everything. Then when they find something that they want to focus on, they go back and get the FISA court or they go back and get the warrant, which is admitted. But it was Trump Tower. It was the offices. It was Manafort who had a apartment there at Trump Tower. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. They told us they were spying on Trump. We got NSA documents from Sheriff Arpaio's investigation that came out that I was being spied on. They had my old private business number that nobody had, Trump's private apartment number, his private apartment number at Mar-a-Lago, a number I had. So I'm reading these in this database dump, and, I mean, it's real numbers. So we have that as well. So we broke all that. Comey testified, Clapper testified, Brennan testified that nobody was spying on Trump, that it was completely insane. This is political spying in an election, beyond WikiLeaks, beyond fixing the polls, beyond giving Hillary the questions beforehand. It's simply incredible. We're going to be covering it all coming up. But now,
now this is the key thing. CNN.
CNN and others are being forced to admit that, yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump was spied on, Manafort was spied on, Roger Stone was spied on, I was spied on, and there's nothing there. They're intending to basically try to go after Manafort for subordination of perjury, trying to claim that he told somebody to cover something up, not even related to Russia, or some type of, you know, IRS non-tax reportage is basically what he was...
Okay, now let's keep this in mind about Manafort, where he's at. He was working with the Ukrainian government, leaning Putin, before the takeover by the Nazis that were brought in by Obama through John Brennan, CIA director. Both radical Islamic terrorists. Brennan, who converted in 1996 in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and of course the radical Islamic terrorist president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama. Get it? That's why the person they're going after and singling out is Manafort. It's all about the Nazis in Ukraine. The Nazis delivering motors for rockets to where? North Korea. Get it? The North Koreans are getting those rocket motors left over from the old Soviet Union that were stockpiled in the Ukraine, which, by the way, is an industrial area for that sort of thing. And those are being shipped off to Korea. Guess who's menacing the United States right now? Oh, are you getting the picture? These people have got to go down. And by their own methodologies, they're going down. Absolutely telling the truth was Donald Trump, who said, oh, by the way, they've been spying on me in Mar-a-Lago. They've been spying on me and all my friends in Trump Tower. What's up with that? Oh, and during the election. Is there any corruption going on there? Are you kidding me? Is sitting president who's allowing that to happen, President Barack Hussein Obama? Think about that. And, of course, Hillary Clinton just benefiting, right? American people were smarter. And thank God for the American people. As we should every day, thank God. We'll be back.
Of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get
Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
9-3-0-2-8. I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Final segment. Short segment. Man, where did today go? Unbelievable what we were hearing from Donald Trump in the second hour. Speech at the United Nations. It is absolutely refreshing. And then visit the article by Tom Tancredo about Pope Francis. Constitutions and borders. That's what you need to read about. Incredible. Incredible statement by Tom Tancredo about the Pope and his interfering in our political way of life. Great interference going on here. And something that needs to have been said, and he said it. He absolutely said it. Anyway, so we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com. Also, you want to visit NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com. That's the website, the official website for the New California. Yes, the New California will be the 51st state. And it's going to happen a lot sooner than you think. Get on board. And Jerry Brown, the faithful socialist, well, guess what? You're going to be able to build a border around California. It's going to be very small, though. And I'm sure freedom will like that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.